It's Paisach in Bechleirach Sanya. I just want to first of all give tremendous hakaras hatov to Mordechai's parents, or at least his mother, but Ishtok Agufo. So I'll talk about your mother, Mordechai. But Ishtok Agufo. So Jeremy, I won't mention your name, but you're one. And the emes is, you should just know, any time over all the years, and if I ever thank Jeremy for anything, he's always immediately said, told my wife. And any time I've ever asked him for rishus for anything, he will never give me rishus without saying, I'm good with it, but I have to make sure with my Yishus Chayil. And you should all learn from that. He's emes. That's emes. What each and every one of you should be one day, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, with your wives. But I want to say that this is not normal. It's not normal for people to be so welcoming in their Yishalayim home and open up to 100 young men learning in yeshiva. You could look both ways. When they're not here, it's crazy because they're not here to even watch what's going on. And when they are here, it might be even crazier because they're here, they want to enjoy a few days in their home over here. And we bring 100 guys to have Mlav Malka. But this is the way that Merrill is. I like that. You like that? No, but the MS, because I'm not going to open up about other things. And Baruch Hashem, you know that I feel not just close, not just like friends, but like family. And their life is just about caring and giving to others and opening up and doing for others whatever they're able to do. Whatever bracha Hashem has given them, they want to just give it to others. And Emir Hashem, all that we have here and all that we've had here, starting with Moshe and Mordechai, should all just be a tremendous chus for only simcha and bracha for your mishpacha. We should always have simchas together and be able to make simchas here in Shalayim HaKadosh, Bez Hashem. And I want to thank as well, give hakaras hatov to Binny and Adam Dax, who are sponsoring tonight, and they're making sure we could have this as well. First of all, for Yosef Ephraim, which be a schus for Yosef Ephraim, but a schus for Binny and Adam and their family for only simcha and bracha. They're also people who just give and give and give and give without thinking. Just want to be there for others in so many ways, in incredible ways. Many of you know already, and many of you, it's amazing, you know, to see parents who don't have a biological son in this grade, but there's so many of you that have enjoyed their relationship and what they've given, and they continue to give for each and every one of us, and it should be a schus of simcha and bracha for their beautiful family as well. I want to also thank Yosef Mordechai. Where's Yosef Mordechai? Where is he? Oh, I knew he was. I'm like looking, just looking past. Yosef Mordechai, who helped so much in just preparing and taking care of some of the logistics, and just want to thank him because he just gives of his time in the same way also. It's all one. It's all one, all the people to give hakaras hatov, and we should all just be those type of people always. Bez Hashem. So we're mevarchin Chodesh Shvat earlier today. Tomorrow night's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. You know, it's machlokes in the Mishnah, Beshameh, Beshillel. When is the Rosh Hashanah Lilanos? When is the new year for the trees? We paskin Tu B'Shvat. We know there's a day for Tu B'Shvat, even though probably most of us don't know exactly what goes on then and what it's all about. It's one of these like more Nistar holidays. It's machlokas, whether it should be Tu B'Shvat or Rosh Chodesh Shvat. But either way, it's very strange. Either way, think about it for a moment. And don't just think about it. Go outside and look around. Happens to be this week's the most gorgeous weather. I don't remember. I've been here the last 25 years in January. And I don't remember ever January this beautiful. We've had nice, but this beautiful. I was here in November, and it was like high 40s and raining. It's not normal, but even though the weather's beautiful, look at the trees. And look if you can find some fruit trees. Nothing's growing yet. Nothing's blossoming yet. There are no flowers, there are no fruits. And the biggest raya is, you know, we have a bracha that we make on the trees when they blossom. When do we make that bracha? starting Rosh Chodesh Nisan, in 2 months from now. So why are we celebrating the Rosh Hashanah of the trees when they're still bare? Nothing's going on. They're dry. They're bare. So very famously, many tzaddikim explain an incredible lesson. I want to share it in a couple different ways tonight. First of all, to understand that even though on the exterior we don't see any flowering, any blossoming, we don't see anything happening to these trees, deep down in the roots of the tree, this is when a lot is starting to occur. This is when the growing process begins. And it won't come to fruition for another 2 months. But it starts at a point where it's bipnimios, where it's interior, where it's hidden. And eventually you'll see it on the outside. And it's a very big lesson in life. We don't always see everything that's happening. Hashem is orchestrating this world. Hashem is doing so much that we're not always privy to. And in a moment, it might look very dark, it might look very scary, but there's more than meets the eye. And we need that emuna. We need that emuna more than anything else in the world, chevra. And you guys have this chus, the biggest chus in the world. You guys have no idea how jealous I am of each and every one of you. What you have right now. I want you to know, I've already had Baruch Hashem, I have a few more days. Hopefully, Mashiach doesn't come up here forever, but even if we're not zoichet, I have a few more days in our tzrol. But I've already had the most incredible trip that every day was worth coming just for. It was worth coming just for a Leil Shabbos at the Kaisel. It was worth coming just to daven a Mincha at the Maariv Achpelah. It was worth coming to daven a Maariv in Kever Rachel. It was worth coming to sit with Rav Neventhal. And hear some Torah from a tzaddik, a gadol hador, and the way he answers shailas. It was worth coming to sit with Rav Shlomo Amar and hear his Torah, be able to talk to him, to go to his house today, to wish him a good Shabbos. Kodesh Kedoshim, tzaddikim, like, it was worth coming to spend time with my son and daughter-in-law and have Shabbos Suda by them. The biggest naches in the world. But of all those things, the most special of this trip has been just gaining nachas from you. In Chazal teaches me Talmida Yosher Mikulam, that we learn from our Talmida more than anyone else. I want to thank each and every one of you because I've been inspired by you more than any other inspiration this entire trip. To see the growth, I'm blown away. All Shabbos I was thinking of guys and the growth they've had in ways that I never could have imagined, that I know you couldn't have imagined. Be real. Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. And even 6-7 weeks ago when we were together, could you have imagined you'd be who you are today? And definitely not some of us that were here a year ago at this time. Look in the mirror. The nachas I have is incredible. It's incredible. But don't leave Eretz Yisrael. Don't leave Eretz Yisrael until you have so much emunah that even when it's hidden, even when you don't see why something's happening, you know Hashem is there. I don't know if there's something more important you could gain by this time in your life. Yes, of course, you're trying to shteig and connect and learn how to learn a piece of Gemara and be able to daven with more kavana and be able to care about Shabbos in a way that you haven't before. And of course, to work on our midos and our caring for others. There's so many different areas. But to walk away from the time that you have right now with a relationship with Hashem. That even when He's hidden, even when it's below the ground, mitachas, sivlos, underneath, you know He's by your side. And amongst all the highlights of this trip, I had a very difficult moment. I had a very difficult day, and I'm still struggling. Spoke to some of you about it. I don't know what day is what anymore. The days, each day here, they're holding like 20-hour days, so they feel like I feel like I've been here for a month. But it was Wednesday. And I got very terrible news that a Talmud of mine who I'm very close to, I love so much. Had a one-year-old son who didn't wake up that morning. And the Levaya was going to be that day at Har Menuchos. I had a lot of plans that they were supposed to be going to speak in yeshiva. I was talking, guys, but I rearranged things just to be able to run and give him a hug. What do you say to someone? I had no words. I didn't have words. I usually have words for most things. I had no words. I just gave him a hug. I looked in the eyes. I was crying. He was crying. I said, I love you. I'm here for you. So I still don't have any words. I didn't pay a shiva call yet. I'm going to go probably tomorrow, Monday. But, and I'm thinking, what could I say? What chizuk could I bring? What nechama? So I have nothing to say, but I know that there's only one way that he's going to be able to get through this, and I know he will because he has it. And that's with knowing that Hashem is by his side, and knowing that even on the exterior, on the outside, this is the darkest of hours and something we can't understand on any level. Buried beneath it is something happening that we don't understand, but I know Hashem's orchestrating the world, and I can say a Baruch Dayan Emes. Now, Halavai, we should never need that type of strength. Nobody should be challenged with that type of strength. But we all need Hashem by our side in the deepest of way. We're all going to have challenges. And we walk into Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and Shvat is teaching us that lesson. Even when I don't understand it, I don't see it, there's more than meets the eye. There's something hidden beneath. We need that emunah. But I'll tell you something else. There's another lesson, I believe. Because it's not just emunah and Hashem, and it's more than meets the eye. Chaver, everybody asks throughout these parashas, Ve'era, Bo, tonight, we're Matzei Shabbos Kodesh Ve'era, we're already going on towards Bo. So time and time again, Hashem is hardening the heart of Paro. And everybody asks the famous question. I'm sure you've all heard this, and I hope you all have answers. What does it mean that Hashem would harden the heart of Paro? What it is to be a human being is that we have bechira chafshis, that we have free will, free choice. If not, we're a robot. If not, we're mechanical. Why do I deserve any reward or punishment if I'm not having free choice? It's not in my realm of ability to do. So Hashem's going to take away the free choice from Paro? It doesn't make any sense. And then punish him more and have more makos? Why does he deserve to be punished? He would have let us go. Right? Very question we all have heard. I hope we've all pondered. There's a beautiful, famous Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. There's a Svarno that's very important to talk about maybe another time. A lot of beautiful answers. And a lot of lessons of life from this question. But I want to share the words of the Hail Ganesiv Shalom, the Slanim Rebbe, Zchoso Yagen Aleinu. He says something incredible that we all need to believe every moment of our life. He says in life, Hashem gives us kochos, gives us abilities. He gives us abilities that are natural abilities. But then there are times, if we put in enough effort, we could dig down deeper and find kochos within ourselves we didn't even know existed. We didn't even know were possible. L'mashal, you know, there are recorded occasions, people who, if they went to the gym, they could hardly like lift 20 pounds. And suddenly, like crazy cases where a child was like stuck under a car or something, and they were able to like lift up the car. Or a person that naturally was very slow and was being chased by like a dog and suddenly like outruns the dog, right? Like crazy occurrences. Because we have abilities within ourselves that are so deep that we don't generally tap into. But it's there. And if we put in enough effort, we could find things within ourselves we didn't even know existed. Paro, what the Nesiv HaShalom explains, when Hashem took away his free choice, it meant that he took away his normal level, his bederech teva, his natural ability to let us go. But he could have still dug down deeper. He could have still found a place within himself to let us go. And he didn't, and therefore deserved to be punished. Because Hashem wanted that from him. Chevra, each and every one of us, and I'm just talking to myself, has so much within ourselves that we haven't tapped into yet. We could be so great if we're willing to put the effort in learning, in davening, in chesed. Godless. Not just a little bit better than we were. Some of us could have seen it already. Some of us have seen success that was Islamalim and Ateva. It's not normal. But we have so much within us. We have to believe that. So just like Shvat teaches us, that with Emunah, I have to know that Hashem is behind the scenes, and I have to have that strength to know that even when I don't see it, there are things happening that eventually will come to fruition. So too is within ourselves. We could accomplish so much. We could become gedolim in all different areas. It just takes effort. You know, the Gemara Megillah says, Yogati Yomatsasi Tamin. Yogati means I put an effort in my learning, in my Maisim Toivim. Umatsasi, and I found success. Tamin, you believe such a person. What's a mitzia? A mitzia is something you find without effort. You're walking in the street and you find $100 bill. You found it, right? Did you put effort into that? You just found it. Why would the Gemara say Yogati Yomatsasi? It should say Yagati Vitzlachti. I put an effort and I was successful. Virvachti. Why Matsasi? Because Hashem's teaching each and every one of us. If we put an effort, we'll find things we didn't even know existed within ourselves. We'll find abilities that we didn't even know were there. Yagati Matsasi Tamin. And that's the whole avodah of Shvat. That even if we don't know it's there on the outside, there's more than meets the eye. And so too in our self-control, you know, in the middle of Yimei Shoivavim. The last pasuk of Parshas Bo talks about tefillin. Bishalach is already the gula. The segue into the gula is, therefore, tefillin. And the pasuk says, that we put our tefillin on our arm and on our head. And we know yadcha is your left arm. Yadkeya. If you look in the Kli Yakar says something phenomenal. I have it here. I'm not going to read it inside, but I'll tell you what he says. He says our left arm is opposite our heart. And the heart has our das, has our seichel, has our intellect. The same bili beinu bina. And our right arm is keneged the liver. And the liver represents dam, blood, which is taiva, which is temptation. And these are tsaros zulazu. These are enemies of each other. Our intellect, our spiritual self, our yetzer tov is an enemy of our temptations. And he says, when one is strong, one is weak. You can't have it all. Our left arm, our arms represent our action. Our action is the physical world. Our left arm, which is connected the lave, the heart, which is our spiritual self, is therefore a weaker arm. Our right arm, which is connected to our temptations, is our stronger arm. We put on our tefillin on our left arm. Imagine if we could think about this every day, to remind us that if I want to be strong spiritually, I have to self-control in my physical world, in my taivas, in my temptation. Every morning I put on my tefillin on that left arm, and that's going to lead to gula. Chevra, every one of you is right here. And you have the schus to be in Eretz Yisrael and Yeshiva right now. And your parents sent you here. And your parents spent a truckload of money that many of them don't really have, so that you could sit and learn in Yeshiva. So that you could grow. And your parents sacrificed emotionally being with you. You know what a child is? You know how much I love my children? You know how much I want to be with my children every single night? My son got married last year. A lot of the chevra was by the chasana. Last Adar, for 2 weeks before the wedding, every single night, myself and my wife cried in bed. Mamish, like in the middle of the night, 2-3 in the morning, we'd wake up and just cry with each other. Now, we were so excited for the simcha. Don't get me wrong, it's the biggest simcha in the world, and we should be zoichet to big simchas and chasanas and all the neat shiduchim. But, you know how much I love my son? And it was going to change. He's not coming back to our house anymore at night. Like, I loved 1 in the morning playing Xbox with him, you know? And he wasn't going to play with me anymore. No, no, I mean it. Like, that wasn't going to happen. And it was hard. Your parents love you. And they send you here for a year. So that you could grow in your Torah. And grow in your tefillah. And grow in your chesed. If you want that, you can't have both worlds. That's what the Kli Yakar is teaching us. When one is weak, one is strong. I'm just going to say right now that if any of you have on your phone right now Netflix, Instagram, Facebook, anything that's, I don't know what else there is, even though you guys are Snapchat, I don't know, Chvesnisht. What are you doing here? Now, I'm not saying that we all have the ability to sit and learn Torah and Yeshiva all day long. And we need our healthy outlets, and to play ball, and to hang out with friends, and to do chesed. That's beautiful. But you really need to watch an inappropriate movie these days, as a chill? You really need to go and watch, and be on your phone, and see all of the secular world, what's going on, and then the chvesnish, some girl in Ukraine dancing for a TikTok, then it's exciting still. When you just sat and learned to Seder? Really? How do you have the ability for that anymore? Be here now fully. Because you can't have it all. And if you think you can't disconnect, many of your friends have already, and you have to believe you have so much within you that you can. There's so much you can. You don't need your phone in your pocket when you walk into the Beis Medrash. Many of you don't have it, I've seen. None of you should. Leah, don't take your phone ever into the Beis Medrash. You want to be kulo there. Leave it outside. Of course you need to communicate with family and friends and have a phone. But not in the Beis Medrash. Last time I checked, some of you privately could correct me if I'm wrong later, but nobody here has a pregnant wife in her 9th month. Like, you don't need it. Go learn Torah. Go be in it fully during that time. Because if you're dabbling in both worlds, you're not going to find the greatness that's within you. That's what the Kli Yakar is telling us. And you have it within you. You just haven't seen it yet. That's Shvat. Shvat is, even if I don't see it on the outside, there's so much inside. There's so much inside each and every one of us. The Hashem is there, and there's so much inside us. A year ago, if I would have told you, in the next November, by Father's Yartzeit, you're making a Siyum, you would have laughed in my face. Yeah. In my face. You did it. You know what you have within you? There's Asher Chacham. Asher Chacham. The same. Same. And sure, you knew what Gemara we learned last year?
No.
Good. No. I love him, so I could eat. And I had this list to run back and be by his Siyum the other night. To be by his Siyum the other night. So beautiful. Where's Daniel? Daniel, we saw it last year. Daniel, last year, senior chizuk, senior year still, we're living in both worlds and whatever's going on is going on. A few weeks ago, Menachem Meir happens, call me that day, I call him back. Where's he by? Daniel, see him. Seder Zrum, which started senior chizuk, learning a Mishnah with Jaron. How's it with Jaron? Who'd you learn with?
Josh Ari.
Where's Josh Ari? I don't know why I thought Jaron. Josh. I love you, Jaron. With Josh. And yeah, you're making a Siyum. Would you have thought that at that time you're going to make a Siyum with Zrum? I mean, look what you guys have within you. Look what we have within us. That's Shvat. That's Shvat. Hashem's behind the scenes, and He's there always. But we have so much within each and every one of us, Chevra. And we have so much more. Those of us that have grown so much, we have so much more. So much we could be if we put the effort in. You know, there was a couple. There was a young couple that was married. They're married for many years without children, unfortunately. And they went for brachas. And they davened. They went to doctors. It's very difficult. Unfortunately, something I deal with a lot with people. Something nobody here should ever know. And eventually, after many years, the woman got pregnant. And they were so excited. And each month, they were getting closer and closer. And they have a baby boy, and they invite like the whole entire city to the bris. And they name the baby Yitzchak Elchanan. And Yitzchak Elchanan grows up, and they give so much love to this baby that they waited so long for. And they send him to yeshiva. And he's a nice boy. He's a balmidos. Average in the class. Goes through elementary school, high school. Beis Medrash, a year or two. The Rebbeim are always saying he's such a nice boy. But he was not really that successful. And in his world, they learned for many years. But he decided to leave learning earlier than all his friends. And go. And he was from. And he got married. And he was a nice guy. A mensch, a balmidos. He was involved in a few chesed organizations. And raised children, grandchildren. Had a full life. He's older. Eventually, he's about to leave this world. Beautiful life. His family surrounding him. Says, V'yidoy, Shema Yisrael. And he's nifter. And he goes up to Shemayim. And he sees in Shemayim, there's a door to the left. Very scary door. Someone opens the door, you see raging fires. And a door to the right. Smells delicious. It's opened up. It's like looks like euphoria. It's incredible, like light he's never seen. Judgment day. And he's thinking, he was a good guy. He was a mensch. He davened three times a day with a minion. He learned a little every day. He's going to the right. It's going to be great. And they come out. Yitzchak Elchanan. L'smol. Yitzchak Elchanan to the left. It's a judgment. He looks in shock. It's a mistake. What do you mean? Can't be. We don't make mistakes up here. He has a chachanan to the left. He says, no way. No way I did everything I was supposed to. What was wrong? Why? How could it be? And they say, it's a chachanan. You're a murderer. Ratzachta. You murdered. Murderer? Me, I never... I was a sweet guy. I never murdered anyone. You murdered Hagoyin Hatzadik Harav Yitzchak Elchanan Specter. That's who you could have been. The Chevra is a mashal. Yitzchak Elchanan Specter was a guy in a Gadol Hadar. B'Yitzhak Lachon Spector, through his early years of life, was average. Didn't have such a tremendous head. No above any of his friends. And he could have went through nicely and gone to yeshiva and showed up to shir and showed up to davening and left after a year and a half. Shun a bet maybe. And go on to YU. And go on to get a profession and live a nice night life. And go to Teaneck. You know. No disrespect. Okay, or the five towns, whatever it is. I really didn't mean that anyway. I don't know, just flew. Flowed. Anyways, okay. Freudian slip. I don't know. Anyways, the Maisa. No, they're beautiful. There are beautiful Yidden in Teaneck. Incredible. Some of my closest friends. Like real B'nai Torah. Like really incredible ones. His wife's from Teaneck, you know? MS. And I want to be able to put this on my tour, you know? Lemaisa. Yeah. But he didn't just take the easy way. He put in tremendous amelus, tremendous effort. And he sat and he plugged at the hours when the friends were going to sleep. And he became a tzaddik, a gadol hador. Everyone here could be great. Great in learning, great in davening, big bali chesed, leaders. I don't know who's going to be a gadol hador in learning, and who's going to be a gadol hador in chesed, and who's going to be a gadol hador in davening. But everyone needs to be a gadol. You have it in you. You have it in you. But it takes effort. But first, know that you have it in you. Know that more than you've become is within you. With a lot of effort. Just like Hashem is there beneath the surface. There's a lot beneath our surface. Dig down deeper. Don't stop. I've got an incredible nachas. But there's so much more to come. And I'm just talking to myself. I'm nothing. I'm 43 and I feel the same about myself. And sometimes I feel like I feel like a complete failure. Often. In my learning, it could be so much more. In my davening, it could be so much more. In my putting others above myself, nightly I think about these things. And each and every one of us have so much in us. But it takes amelus, it takes effort. And in Malach Shavei Masai, now you have that ability. Later you're going to have, my problem is, and why I have so hard for me, is because I have so many responsibilities today. I have a wife, a beautiful, incredible Ishas Chai, who's a Malach, who lets me come to be here with you guys, takes care of our whole house in every way. Incredible children, but these are responsibilities. I don't have the same time that you guys have. You guys have time. You guys have the ability to not have distractions and responsibilities. Are you making the most of it? Are you digging down deeper? Are you finding what you have inside you? Because there's so much there. Rosh Chodesh Shvat, that's the message of Shvat. Know that Hashem is there, but know there's so much within you. And maybe, you'll find a lot of nechama in that. You know, we all struggle at times, every one of us. We all have challenges. And we struggle when difficulties happen, when we go through tragedies, and we struggle with our self-esteem when I'm not living up to what I'm supposed to be. We all do. I know I do. And we're looking for nechama, we're looking for comfort. So maybe, this came to me during davening earlier today. Mizmor David, Hashem Roi lo yachzar. Binas desha yarbitein yam yichus in aleini. Naaf shi yishov yanchein b'nekla siddik man shmo. And then what do we say? Gam kielech begeitz almaves leira kiati imadi. First we say, even as we go through the most difficult of times, leira kiati imadi. When you know Hashem is by your side, even in the difficult times, even when it's scary, even when I don't see it, kiati imadi. I know you're with me, right? And then we say, shiftecho mishantecho hema yinachmuni. Shiftecho mishantecho hema yinachmuni. Yinachmuni, I'll get nechama, right? So when I'm having a difficulty in life, and I'm going through a hard time, whether it's a tragedy, a difficulty outside happening, whether it's within my own self-esteem and my own growth, mishantecho means that which I lean upon, that I can lean upon you, Hashem. Hey, that's a nechama. I know I have you by my side. What's shiftecha mean? Shiftecha is your sheva, your staff. Your staff is like being hit by Hashem or being going through the difficulty. That's a nechama. Hey, my nechmuni. So during that, I never thought of it before today, guys. It's a new chiddush Hashem brought me. I think it's something very special. All from the Eibishter. Maybe Shiftecha is not your Shevet, but Shiftecha is your month of Shvat. Shiftecha, your Shvat is my Nechama. Meaning if the whole essence of Shvat, as we're saying tonight, is first of all to have a Muna, to know that Hashem is hidden behind everything, even when I don't see, just like the fruits. V'adam et asada, and to know that there's so much hidden within us. That's Hemei Nachmuni. Whatever we're going through, that's the biggest Nechama. When I know that Hashem is by my side no matter what, when I know there's so much within me, no matter what, I can be great, even if I haven't yet. Hemei Nachmuni. And that's why Shvat as well stands for Berashit Tevos. Shiyia Besoros Tovos. There will be good news. Shiyia. It's not there yet, but I believe it's going to be. I might not see it yet, but if I put in the effort, it will be. Hashem's orchestrating it all, so it's going to be. And with my effort, it could be within me. So, Bezrem is Parach Evra. We should all be Zoyche to dig down deeper. We should all be Zoyche to have Nechama. My Talmud who lost his child should have Nechama with knowing that Hashem is by his side. Whatever we go through in life, have Nechama. Hey, me Nachmuni. To know that Hashem is there. And to know that we have so much inside us. I don't know if Mashiach is going to come. I might have to get on a plane this week. And that means most of you won't see for like 7 weeks. We haven't gone like 7 weeks without seeing each other this whole year, you know? Baruch Hashem. If you want something enough, Hashem makes it happen. But just like I didn't recognize some of you this time, with the aura on your face, another 7 weeks of growth. You got so much more within you. Be willing to put the effort in. Make it happen. That's Hashem. Sing one more slow song to try to internalize all that we spoke about. Sorry.